you have a lot of reason ever to go to the downtown area? The old downtown area of Roswell?
I mean, other than for the functions, like, sometimes the Baha'is would have big stuff in the city square when I was, like, 5. I remember that. But, and there's the, oh gosh, what's it called? There's a parade, a really big parade that happens.
Youth Day Parade?
Probably. Yes, that one. We would go do that every year. And actually the Baha'is would make a float for that every year. And we would all walk through that. So that took place in Old Roswell.
Okay. Can you describe like a memory of one particular Youth Day Parade that sticks out in your mind?
I'm trying to think of what it was that I was. Right, yes. We were all, I think I was about 8 years old. So all four little girls about my age in the Baha'i community got to sit on the float, and we got to wear these little ribbon things that said Miss Unity and Miss Diversity. And I just felt really special because I got to wear a ribbon, and then we threw candy at people. And yeah, it was a fun time until someone started crying and that whole situation. Someone's calling me. Anyway.
Sorry. We'll be done. We'll have a break in a few minutes.
So all right.
Call her or him or whatever. Would you say that the people that move into Roswell have any trouble integrating into Roswell society?
No. I mean, it's not really an exclusive club or anything, so no.
How long do you think someone would have to live in Roswell to be able to go out and say, I'm from Roswell?
Well, I think if they were from anywhere else, they'd probably just keep saying that they were from wherever they actually were from. I think you pretty much need to be born from Roswell or live there since you were a small child to actually say that.
Shopping in Roswell. Would you just describe to me where you would go for certain things?
Walmart.
The one out there on Mansell?
Yeah. That I pretty much grew up in that place. Although before that Walmart, because it wasn't always there. There's another Walmart actually closer to our house, but they broke that one down or something. I'm not even sure. I don't know what happened to it. But yes, my family is very pro-Walmart. Not pro their policies, but pro their prices. Yes.
<Yeah. laughs> Would there ever be any reason to go into downtown Roswell to do any sort of shopping?
No. I don't feel like they would have anything there that we'd actually want on a normal basis.
Right. If you needed to go to a mall?
North Point Mall. It's nice and close and has everything. So, yeah.
So, do you feel like there are any other malls in the area that people go to other than North Point, or is that
no,
kind of the big thing?
No, even people from far away come to North Point Mall just because it really does have everything. I mean, it's one of the biggest, it's not really the biggest, but it's one of the most popular malls in the area. And I know this is kind of weird, but the American Girl place for the American Girl dolls is actually at North Point Mall, and they only have 4 of those in the nation, so it's a pretty big deal.
Impressive. Do you think, is that still Roswell?
Maybe in Alpharetta, but it's the same place to me, so, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been a student at UGA?
I'm a senior, so I've been here for 4 years. Goodness, that's a long time.
What are some of the differences between Athens and Roswell?
Athens is more fun. There's more, I don't know, entertaining things to do in Athens. Roswell seems like a place that you would settle down and have a family. Athens is not.